Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Iowa State Board of Education has approved plans for 6 new charter schools in the state. The list announced Thursday includes 3 in Davenport, which will be the first to open in the city. Davenport Prep is supported by the nonprofit Opportunity Education, founded by billionaire Joe Ricketts. Chief of Schools James Troupas says student engagement is a big emphasis for the institution, which educators measure daily.
We're used to taking attendance, but showing up is just stopping at a stop sign. The real question is, you know, did you go further than that? And so we also measure student engagement in every class every day, which gives us a dashboard view of are we delivering on that promise for families.
Davenport Prep plans to open in the fall of 2026. The same group is set to open schools in Des Moines and Cedar Rapids next fall. The number of charter schools in Iowa has grown since a 2021 law allowed organizations to open schools without ties to local public school systems. The Quad Cities minor league hockey team is rebranding today. The QC Storm that plays at the Vibrant Arena in Moline is now the Quad City Thunder, with a new mascot depicting Thor with his horned helmet and hammer. The new name is a tribute to the legendary Quad City Thunder basketball franchise, which played in the Continental Basketball Association from 1987 until the league folded in 2001. The QC Thunder host the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs tonight, starting at 7:10. Illinois lawmakers recently approved a bill that labor groups say will give warehouse workers their dignity back. The measure would require warehouse employers to post a description of all production quotas and a notice anytime it's changed. Pasquale Gianni is with a local Teamsters Council, which helped craft the bill. He says the goal is to create transparency around expectation for workers.
We're just hearing some horror stories about folks urinating in bottles, for example, at or near their work posts because of fear that walking to the nearest bathroom facility and using the facility and coming back is going to result in them not making their quota.
The legislation comes after workers at Amazon warehouses across the country went on strike last month for safer working conditions, among other demands. The bill now awaits the governor's signature. The Illinois Prisoner Review Board has seen controversy this past year, but a state lawmaker is working now to reform it. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
The PRB handles all traditional parole release decisions. It saw members step down after they released Chrisetti Brand last year. Brand, who was serving time on domestic violence charges, allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend and killed her 11-year-old son a day after his release. Democratic State Representative Kelly Cassidy says her new bill would give more rights to domestic violence victims during release hearings.
Making sure the PRB is very specifically looking at those cases through that gender-based violence lens, looking at ensuring that we are being as protective of survivors as we can be.
A reform bill Cassidy introduced last spring failed. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
An East Moline resident is facing charges for allegedly stealing 65 memorial plaques installed along the Ben Butterworth Parkway in Moline. The Moline Police Department reported Thursday that 44-year-old Jesse Hayes removed the brass plates bolted to park benches and concrete last month. He allegedly sold them to a local recycling center for $610. The plaques cost $250 apiece, and with total labor installation cost, the damages amount to $16,250. Anyone with information about Hayes' whereabouts should contact the Moline Police Department. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.